Oh, hey, how have you been? I didn't expect to bump into you here. So what are you doing here all by your lonesome self? Nothing. You seem upset. Did something happen? You know, if there's anything we learn throughout our lives, is that bottling up your problems and emotions can be quite detrimental. As impressive as humans are, there is only so much that a single human can take. Yes, obstacles that we face in life are imperative to our growth. But in the end, if we were to bottle up and shoulder everything thrown at us, we would cease to function in the face of despair and hardship. The only reason humans have made it this far is due to the fact that we have worked together, despite all odds. Sorry, it sounds kind of complicated, right? But basically, every person deserves a shoulder to lean on. But not everyone has the luxury to have that support group by their side. Even those who smile the brightest tend to break down, especially when they have no one else to rely on. It may not seem like it, but even I and many other individuals have difficulty trying to rely on people. It's one of the hardships we face in this world. Even if we do not know each other all that well, I still want to be there for you because I understand how shitty it is to deal with all this by yourself. So I'm all ears. Just lay it on me. I'm in no rush. I see. True. If I were in your shoes, I would say that confessing to someone is no trivial matter. It's not only a matter of pulling yourself together and gathering whatever courage you have to exchange a few words with someone, but also coming to terms with the results. On one hand, complete joy and euphoria, but on the other, it would feel like the world is falling apart all around you, along with deteriorating self-esteem. I cannot come close to understanding what you're feeling right now. I don't blame you for feeling this way that you are feeling right now. Your feelings are valid. So valid. And no amount of, hey, cheer up, or there's plenty of fish in the sea will lessen the pain that you are feeling right now. As a matter of fact, I hope you take a firm grasp of this pain and just hurt and hurt as much as you want until you're tired of it, because only time will heal you. I'm sorry, but that makes me seem kind of mean. But what I'm trying to explain is that a missed emotional pain, it won't last forever. Not only will it fade, but you will also grow from it. You'll become stronger. Life is filled with experiences, both good and bad. And sometimes we forget that. And it just feels like the end of the world. If there weren't any bad experiences in our life, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the good things. You want to know something though? Shooting your shot is no mere feat. This has been said a lot. But you miss 1,000% of the shots you don't take. I think you're pretty amazing to be able to confess to someone. I guess you don't quite understand. Let's try and understand from the perspective of your crush. A person confesses to you and they are resolved as you. You feel good, happy that someone likes you in that way, but of course, you can't reciprocate those feelings because you like someone else. In the end, you turn them down just as your crush did. I'm not sure how your crush was or how they may be feeling after that point, but they might be in a similar situation as you. They might have had someone they liked too, or maybe you weren't their type. But wait, just because I said that does not make you any less of a person. You're awesome in your own way. It's just that some people like apples and others like oranges. We should respect that. You might be a dragon fruit or something. They won't know what they're missing out on. The only difference is that you had the spunk to pull it off, what you did. And let me remind you, not everyone can do that. People fear rejection, not being good enough, to the point that they're faltering life. But you pulled through despite that fear, which is a quality you should be proud of. We can only keep moving forward with our lives. That is why I'm sure that you'll get through this and you'll be a better person because of it. I'm sure you'll meet someone that can see and appreciate how amazing you are. Eventually, you'll be able to forget this pain ever happened. So we just have to keep on keeping on. You don't have to take my words to heart. But if you are ever feeling down, I'm here for you. And I'm sure many people around you are there for you as well. It beats being alone by yourself. So, what do you say? Do you want to get out of here? Mm-hmm. Okay.